Here's a story from The World.
People on the island nation of Cyprus woke up today to some important election results. Ersin Tatar was elected president of the Turkish side of the island. A little background here. Cyprus has been divided along ethnic lines for nearly 50 years. Turkish Cypriots in the north, Greek Cypriots in the south. Reunification talks led by the UN have failed for decades, but Tatar's new election could determine if and how things start to move forward. The World's Lydia Manalidou is on the line with us from Athens, Greece. Lydia, tell us about this presidential race and the winner, Ersin Tatar.
Yeah, so Marco, as you said yesterday, Turkish Cypriots narrowly voted into office Ersin Tatar. Political analysts I spoke to describe him as a nationalist, a hardliner on the right. He's closely aligned with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. In fact, Erdogan backed him in this race. Tatar ran against incumbent Mustafa Akinci. Akinci is a moderate who supported a peace deal to reunify the two sides and who also wanted Turkey to have less control in the region. Marco, I should say, you know, Cyprus is a really politically complicated place, but I need to make it clear that the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, which is where Ersin Tatar was voted to lead, it's only recognized by Turkey itself. The government based in the Greek Cypriot side in the south is the one that's internationally recognized as the legitimate government, and it's recognized by everyone except Turkey.
So the recent history of Cyprus and the face-off between the two sides of the island, it is really complicated. Briefly, though, Lydia, remind us how Cyprus ended up in the position where it is, divided along ethnic lines.
Right. So Cyprus was a British colony that got its independence in 1960. That's when Greece, Turkey, and Britain signed a treaty.
By which, after 82 years of British administration, Cyprus formally became a republic.
Britain got to keep two sizable sovereign bases on the island, which it still has to this day. Turkey and Greece agreed that Cyprus would be an independent nation. But then in the 70s, the military junta that was ruling Greece at the time staged a coup to make Cyprus part of Greece.
Directed at a Greek National Guard camp just beside the Turkish enclave.
And then Turkey invaded to prevent that and occupied about a third of the island in the north. And today there's a UN-enforced buffer zone between the two sides. It's called the Green Line. And this, Marco, is one of the longest-running peacekeeping missions in the world.
So as you said, the winner of this weekend's election, Ersin Tatar, does not support the two sides uniting under one government. This is what he had to say after yesterday's election.
We have to be very careful in international talks because any movement that will trap us into a game that at the end of the day will cut our link with Turkey.
Yeah, so it sounds like he's a little hesitant on reunification. What happens to reunification efforts moving forward, though, Lydia?
Well, what Tatar wants is to maintain separate administrations on the island. And this is actually a vision that's backed by Turkey. In terms of potential peace talks in the future, I spoke about this with Sertaç Sonan. He's a political scientist at the Cyprus International University. And before we go any further, he had this disclaimer.
I'm here as a political scientist, but also a heartbroken, disappointed campaigner.
So he's an analyst, but he's also a Turkish Cypriot who supported and campaigned for Akinci, the incumbent who was voted out.
What really makes this recent election result so depressing is the fact that the longer this division continues, the more permanent division starts to look.
So he says Tatar's election makes divisions more permanent.
Right. And he said that there's a reason why reunification efforts have failed time and time again. Because in order for reunification to work,
you need a perfect alignment of the stars. Because there are too many actors involved. I mean, Turkish Cypriots, Greek Cypriots, Greeks, Turks, UK as a guarantor power. Even, I mean, we can add the EU and United States.
Yeah, he said a perfect alignment of the stars. Can't imagine that'll be easy. What with lots of different players, each with their own stakes in the region?
Exactly. I mentioned earlier, Marco, that Britain has two sovereign bases on the island where it has military bases and installations. And given Cyprus's location, they're considered really a key part of NATO's defensive system. So the UK, the US, and other NATO members have a lot at stake. And the terms of whatever deal would come forward would need to be agreed upon by lots of people. And then there are the Greek Cypriots on the island in the south, and they have been really against any reunification efforts. So add Tatar to the mix, and Sonan, the professor, said he just doesn't see a way forward for any sort of peace deal anytime soon.
The World's Lydia Emanuelidou speaking with us from Athens, Greece. Thank you very much, Lydia.
Thanks, Marco.